Hi, and welcome to the media ministry of Daniel Mattiola Ministries. The message you are about to hear was preached by Pastor Ruth Mattiola. Please relax, listen, and enjoy the Word of God, and let it bring light into your life. God bless you.
Move it. Move it, Danny. Come on, Janelle. You could do this. Quick, 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 quick. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Come on, lady. I'm so thankful that we all came this afternoon, and I just want to do a few housekeeping stuff for us before we continue in this session. When we asked for a registration fee for this session, for this meeting, it was not to put money in anybody's pocket. The money that was paid secured this building for us, secured the food, the printing. That was what the $20 went through, was to prepare today for you. I didn't want to do this seminar in our building in PICC. You okay, honey? Yeah. I wanted to bring women to a different place. I like ambience. Not because I didn't think our ambience in PICC is beautiful. I think it's absolutely beautiful. But I also wanted women that were not particularly PICC people to feel comfortable. And because in my spirit, I know these seminars are going to grow big. I know we're going to have to bring in people who don't necessarily go to church or people who don't know Jesus. And I want them to be comfortable. I want them to come to, oh, they invited me to that church thing. I didn't want people, you know, because it's all about feelings. But while we're still trying to work on their feelings, give them enough bait. And so I wanted you to know that. So we made a decision. This is how I feel by the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to share with my heart. I am a woman of integrity. I don't do things for money. I'm not doing this because of money. Abby is my itinerary director. She can tell you I am booked out till November. I don't need to do this, but I have a burden in my spirit to do this. And the Lord commanded me to do this. So I wanted to let us know the Pastor Ruth is not doing this to get money off people. And from next month, you will not be paying registration fee, but we will take a love offering to meet the need of the seminar. We are going to be taking a love offering today, and we will take a love offering every single month when we come, whenever we're coming together. And when we come together, we will take a love offering to pay the bills. I don't need the money. I am paying none of this. Wonderful girls, Stephanie, Tammy, Abby, they are my helpers of destiny. They have been awesome. They have been on this for me since I spoke it out. And I don't give them a penny. And they go sleepless night. We meet when other people are sleeping. And we just put this together because I carry a burden in my souls for women's freedom. I know what it is to be bound. And I know what it is to be free. And I have a burden for the women in Medford, Oregon. I said this to Sister Lynn Campbell one of the days she came to pray with me. And this is truly my heart. I don't know when Pastor and I are going to leave the valley. I don't know when God is going to say, okay, now you've finished the walk in here. I have another walk for you. I don't know where that's going to be. He hasn't told me yet. But I want to leave Medford, Oregon, knowing I leave an army of free women in Medford, Oregon. That's my plan. That's my hope. That's what drives me to this class. That everywhere that I go in the world, I know I have a bunch of covenant sisters in Medford, Oregon that are free, that are whole, that are complete, that are mighty women of God. I'm not talking about Jezebels. I'm not raising rebellious women. It's not a women liberation or women's free. No, it's none of that. But it's women that have their identity soaked in the blood of Jesus, and they're walking in that freedom and doing mighty things. So I want you guys to know there. And we may not have that time anymore, but there will be a basket out there. I don't believe in putting a basket out there, but because of today, we will not be passing it out. We will put it at the back there, and on your way out, please leave a love offering to cover for the next class. Amen. That's what I want to say. I also have some tapes, based that would really bless us as we walk this journey that I want you. We have them, they're only $2, it will bless you. How many people in PICC remembered when I did decide, commit, and succeed? It was one of the messages that transformed my life. Many of you may not know, but I went from a size 22 to a 12. I did not do Weight Watchers. I did not do Johnny Craig. I did not do No Craig. I did the Word of God and juicing. And that was in 2008, September, I started that journey. And I went from a 22 wide to a 12. And seriously, and I'm trying to keep it. The feelings, I've not been doing a good job since Thanksgiving, but I'm back in charge with the feelings. Because the feelings were just run crazy since Thanksgiving. And I had to tell the feelings, you can't do this. And I wrote a book called A Star for Living, and that was how God opened the door to my ministry. And I teach people how to take authority based on the word of God. And we're going to be doing that in this class. Because God gave me that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verses 18 to 20 that your body doesn't belong to you. You were purchased by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And that was the scripture I came out on. And I went from a 22 to a 12. Didn't take one day diet pill. I ate, but I fed my body life food. And it's all about soul wounds. It's all, if we can deal with the soul wounds, we can deal with everything else. Because mine was simply soul wounds. It was, you eat because you're bored, you're confused, you're angry, you're disappointed. At any opportunity, the mouth was the dumping ground. And I did it for years.
Can you say it again? 1 Corinthians
chapter 6, verses 18 to 20 was my scripture. Now you can purchase that book. It's $10 at the back there. It is blessing lives all over the nation, and it will bless your life. There will be a truth in there that might set you free. And the last chapter of that book was an encounter I had with the Holy Ghost, and I did it into a message series, part 1 and 2, called Decide, Commit, and Succeed. Because if you don't make a decision in this class today, and you don't commit to that decision, you will never be successful on this journey. It's as simple as that. Whatever you decide on and you commit to, you will succeed in. Whatever it is, any area of your life, if you can make a decision and stay committed to that decision, you will succeed in that decision. That will bless somebody. Is at the back there. Are you ready for your set time? Was another powerful message. I picked the ones that really blessed me. That was another one. The power to say no. One of my chapters in my book, not for me. You know, that's not, everybody can have it, but not for me. And that was a real encounter. And God gave it to me in Luke 10:19 that I have given you power and authority. You have the power to say no. Don't say nobody made me do that. What they did to me made me do that. No, you could say no. You could say that's not for me. I am sorry, not for me. Gossiping can be good for everybody else, but it's not for me. The power to say no, you and I have it. One of my other favorite one is why not now? The destructive power of procrastination. Whatever you can do today, just do it. I lose 10 pounds in December. That's been 15 years ago. Just do it. I'll go buy myself something new. That's been like since 2008. Just go to JCPenney. They got some good sales on. Just do it. You know? I'll clean out my closet one of these days. Baby girl, do it. Why not now? What's stopping you? I'm going to dye my hair black one. Girl, just go get it. L'Oreal has a good one on the market. Buy it and get it done. Why not now? It will bless you. Hallelujah. Quickly to the last session of this class. What is this? What can you tell me about this suitcase? Zebra. It's cute. What else?
Small.
Oh, bless you. Right weight. Manageable. Pretty. God gives beautiful ashes. Beautiful. When we get healed of soul wounds, our lives become more manageable. When the truth comes and dispels the lies, because soul wounds, they are a combination of lies. Some are lies, some are half-truths, some are deception, but it's all in the same package. But when we become free, when we begin to walk the walk of freedom, then we don't need the heavy, big, ugly suitcase. Our lives become beautiful as God begins to release those wounds. then it begins to narrow everything down. Then our life gets into the right alignment, the right perspective. Then you don't have to go around with too much baggage, carrying too much load on yourself. It's compact, it's beautiful, it's manageable, it's light. You feel alive, you feel fresh, you feel free. Very fun. Isn't that fun? Your life becomes fun. You become a real testimony. You begin to enjoy God's blessings in mighty ways. And then your life becomes so beautiful that others want to share it. Hey, Ruth, can I see that? And people begin to admire your beauty. They begin to want it. It's appealing. It's acceptable. You know, the worst thing about our culture today is soul wounds have allowed us to be so phony even in our relationship. Yeah. I love you, Alina. You know, many people use that word, I love you. And even though, you know, I try very hard to receive it. But you know, when you've seen so much disappointment, it just becomes like wind blowing in your ears. And you have to remind yourself that please don't punish the people of today because of the people of yesterday. But that's what soul wound causes our lives to be. You are so suspicious. Somebody coming and telling you, I love you, they're genuine. But because of soul wound, because of betrayal, you have a God right there. And you love me. But when we begin to be free, you see, mistake we make many times is we think freedom is about finding other women with soul wounds. No, baby. You can never be free in the company of another one bound. The Bible says the blind is leading the blind and they are both going into the pit. Honey, if I'm messed up and you are messed up, who's going to show us the way to freedom? Amen. That friendship is so irrelevant. But soul wounds lies to us and say the only place you can be comfortable is with another one messed up just like you. So that you can keep having this girl's night out. You remember what dad did to me at 8? Oh, your dad did it too? Really? Your mother's boyfriend? Are you kidding me? Oh, we need to talk about this. And then we have a girl's night of foolishness. And we keep tightening the chain that binds us. We keep fastening the lock. Because, oh, I went to a birthday party a few years ago. I was invited to a birthday party. And this person till today, she's still so unforgiving, so bitter. Hate everybody in the family, from the mother to all the sisters. Nobody stopped. Hate everybody. And I went to the birthday party and I sat in a birthday party. There must have been about 35 or 40 of us at this birthday party. And my heart broke because all I was hearing from the celebrant, you remember when your son died and your dog got crushed and you know, your house got burnt down and, you know, you went bankrupt. And it was one negative story to another on your birthday. And that was the whole time. I sat down there that day thinking, my God, how can you ever walk in freedom when the locks that is the closest lock to you is a chain of bondage? Who's going to walk out free? But soul wound, what does soul wound? Soul wound makes our lives so bright. People want a piece of what you got, even though they may not be bold enough to say it to your face. And it's still all about soul wounds. Because if you ain't got no soul wound, I should be able to look at Joe Birkin and say, ma'am, you look good for your age. And I ain't got no nothing on the inside, but it's the truth. I'm not talking about flattery, but we will become truthful, free. I'm not trying for her to like me. I don't need her approval. I'm just acting the image of my father. Because many people are trying to exchange their soul wounds for approval. Honey, it's still bondage. Because the person you're trying to approve you, the day they rebuke you, then what's going to happen to your soul? Then your soul goes right back to the prison. Beautiful. When we begin to walk in freedom And we take off the garment of heaviness. And we take off the pain and the shame and the guilt. And the what if, could if, whether if, all the ifs. If we can just delete the ifs. And we allow the Holy Ghost to do his work of completion in our souls. Our life becomes compact. I like a compact life. We had a big house in East Medford, and I moved out of a bigger because I wanted something little and nice. And my house in Central Point now is little and nice. Like, it's manageable. I do the cleaning. So it's manageable. But when our lives and the Holy Ghost begin to work in us, then things become new, doesn't it? I got some new stuff in here, still got the tags on it. Oh, they're my penny stuff. So you better not laugh, you know? Isn't that beautiful? You become royalty. The Bible says we are your royal priesthood. You begin to take your place in the kingdom. You begin to put on your royal regard. How many people know this is nicer than just going to get some old looking? I like new stuff. Pastor and I come from two different backgrounds. When my husband buys stuff, he keeps it in the house for the next 6 months before he wears it. When I buy it on Saturday, you'll be sure I wear it on Sunday morning. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Never said new once in a month or once in 3 months. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. I like new stuff. And many of us, even our culture, as presented things in the natural, I call it soul wounds. I call it soul wounds. Oh, I don't ever buy anything new. That's bondage. Come with me to JCPenney. Girls, clothes, because your husband, I'm still going to use your husband's ticket, Janelle. Janelle, don't mess with me. I shop. Oh, those are my soul wounds, is shopping. And many people can't do anything new. You've never experienced anything new in your life because there's too much old garments in there. Old garments. You're too afraid of new relationship. You're too afraid of new things. You don't want to try anything. Oh, I'm not really comfortable with that. Says who? I don't think that purple is going to look nice on me. Have you tried it on? Soul wounds, they're a pack of lies. And many people sit down and they will never try anything new in life because they're so afraid. Try something new. I like new stuff. I like purple too, honey. New stuff. This is another one of my stuff. Oh, they know me in pennies. I told them the other day, I said, y'all need to give me some shears up in here. New stuff. Do you see why you really need to let those old wounds go? Because you cannot put a new wine in an old wineskin. You cannot put a new garment, attach it to an old one. Your past has no relevance to your future. It's of no use. That's gone. It's no relevant. No relevant. Your past is supposed to be a stepping stone. The Bible says, counting it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation. Count it all joy. It says nothing that has happened to you is uncommon to man. And many times we like to nurse someone, oh, she can't understand me. She hasn't been molested. Baby girl, pain is universal. There is nothing special about what you've been through or what I've been through. Somebody else has been through it. Pain is a universal phenomenon, whether yours is adultery, yours is fornication, yours is molestation, yours is rejection. Baby, the truth is we have all felt pain. But if God can take his only son and put him through pain, and we are supposed to be in the image, then why do we take pain so seriously? It's part of life. Those were the realities I faced. And sometimes when you have soul wound, you sit down thinking, well, if God was such a good God, for coming to that. Why didn't it happen to Janelle? Janelle lived on the other street. Honey, pain is a universal phenomenon. But when God begins to heal you, then he puts on you, oh, a garment of praise. This is one of my sexy night gowns. Isn't it nice? Isn't it beautiful? And when you have the garment of praise, you float in the spirit. You are light. You are flexible. You are not rigid and stuck in your ways. If they cannot do it the way I think it should be done, I don't like that church because they just refuse to sing the Maranatha worship. Girl, I just like Vineyard. A garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. You become light. When you're going around bitter, hateful, apprehensive, offended, you know, irritated, angry. I used to be so moody. Oh, I think it was about 2 years ago, the Lord told me one day in prayer, he said, anger rests in the bosom of fools. You said that to me? And the Lord told me, because I'm always very quick to anger. Every little irritates me. Seriously. And the devil tells you, you know, you can't change, because I could trace it by my mother used to be angry, my grandmother was angry, my great-grandmother. Honey, if you are a new creation, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He has been nailed on the cross. Therefore, I am no longer under a curse. My mother used to be crazy, so I end up being crazy. Come on. You sure you got the blood? You know, people used to say stuff. That's who I am. My mother used to have low self-esteem, so I have low self-esteem. My mother used to be a druggie, so baby, you did not use drugs because your mother used drugs. You used drugs because you had your own resident aliens that gave you your drugs to use. Let's tell the truth. We have so many people we can blame all kind of stuff to. But we will never heal the soul. The soul will never experience freedom and think we're big enough to say, I did that. Amen. I did it. Many of us, when we went to sleep with boyfriends, when we were 14 and 15, mother didn't even know you were out of the house. So how could you put that on mother? Mother didn't even know you were not in your room doing your homework. Mother thought you was in the room doing your homework. How could you not pin that on mother? Or pin it on the person down the street. And, you know, if Janelle just didn't keep winding me up, I would not be as